Hey, if you want the real local sports news sent right to your device, we can help you out, all right? Just download the radio.com app, make 790 The Ticket, one of your favorite stations. Turn on the notifications, boom, getting all the local South Florida breaking sports news coming right at your ass. 790 The Ticket at radio.com sports station. You see Grayson Allen last night?
Nope.
So Grayson Allen's a goon. Okay, we know this. And, you know, you may remember from...
He got traded this year, right? He's not on the Jazz
Memphis
anymore.
Now. He's at Memphis. He was in the Mike Conley trade. And, you know, for folks who don't remember the name necessarily, you remember he played for Duke. He was a four-year guy at Duke and just classic, dirty Duke player, okay? And he's still this... He's the same kid, you know? He's a goon, just in the NBA now. And I don't think he's going to be in the NBA very long. I didn't think he was an NBA player from the get-go. He's going into his second year, but just to show you his current standing, he's playing summer league, okay? Like, he was a first-round draft pick?
Yeah, I think he was.
I think he was. You're a first-round draft pick? I don't know that you should be playing summer league your second year, okay?
Most of the Knicks guys are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, maybe I'm wrong. So he's playing.
I think Bam did. Bam played his second
year?
Yeah, into his second year. He played summer league last year.
Okay, all right, so maybe I'm wrong. So he's playing summer league for the Grizzlies. Got thrown out of the game yesterday.
What?
For essentially throwing a punch at one of the players on the Celtics. The guy was going up for a layup and I mean he took a real cheap shot at him because he didn't like the screen that was set on him. And also the play right before it with the same player, he got called for a technical foul for also essentially taking a swing at him trying to fight through a screen.
I just love Deadspin's headlines, man. Grayson Allen ejected from summer league game for, you guessed it, being a goon.
Yeah, he's a goon. He is a dirty player. And it was great, too, because I was watching the clip earlier, and it was on ESPN the game, coincidentally, okay? And the broadcasters, it was Ryan Rucco, and I don't recognize who the color guy was, but they're just crushing Grayson Allen. Just crushing him for just being a dirty player. It was very satisfying to watch. Because you want that, right? Like, when you don't like the player, you like it when the broadcasters are saying all the things that you want to say. And that was happening yesterday during the game. You like that. All right.
Man, he really is a bastard. I'm looking at it right now.
He's a very dirty player. I don't think he has a very long future in the league. And he's not any good. He's a little guy who, you know.
Yeah, like, how big is he?
6'3", maybe? Maybe? But, you know, he's not very physically developed.
It says he's 6'5".
Really? But he's not a big guy.
From Jacksonville. That's surprising.
And he's not going to get too much bigger because, like I said, he's probably, like, going on 24 years old. He was at Duke
he's 23. He'll be 24 in October.
Yeah, so he's not going to get much bigger, you know? Anyway, so I liked hearing about Jorge Masvidal in studio there yesterday with the Levitard show. That was a good move by those guys because, remember, he was supposed to be on the show with them on the phone earlier in the week, and then he was offered up to them to be in studio later in the week, and they decided so to cancel the phone and let's have him in studio. So if you didn't see any of that, and I saw the clip from outside where he attempted the flying knee on Stu Gatz. Why was Stu Gatz shirtless?
I don't know. I think it was just to add to the effect because he was saying he was trying to kill him with crazy, and the whole idea was he was trying to outlast Ben Askren. Could he last longer than 5 seconds?
Oh, and he did.
He did.
He did.
I was a little worried because Masvidal, I don't think, gave him the entire juice behind that knee. I was worried that Masvidal wasn't playing around. Like, he was going to try and psych him out and then, like, actually go for it.
Did you see how, you know, the Big Three League is coming down here in a few weeks? And I'm not really a fan. I've told you that. It doesn't do a whole lot for me. Because the whole thing with the NBA today, like, what's the best thing about the NBA today? And I'm not talking about, like, the free agency and all that. Like, that NBA's got a real good thing going for them there. But the best thing about the game and the way the game is played today is it's so athletic, right? It's so athletic and it's so fast-paced, right? So All these guys in the Big Three League, they're 40-year-old former NBA players who don't have that athleticism anymore, right? Who don't have that speed anymore. So, like, it doesn't do anything for me, that Big Three League. But it seems like people like it, right? It's got a television deal.
It's got a TV deal, but I feel like anything that's live sports these days is just getting a TV deal or just sports.
It's just names. Like, it doesn't have the thing that makes NBA popular.
Like, if you're a CBS Sports Network, what else are you going to put on?
I don't know. So that's coming down, but you see they sent home a few guys the other day because they weren't in basketball shape. Like, Lamar Odom got sent home the other day.
But, I mean, is that just a cover-up? Like, is Lamar Odom okay?
Well, it's a few guys who were sent home. Lamar Odom was sent home, Jermaine O'Neal was sent home, and Bonzi Wells. I wonder what Bonzi Wells is looking like these days, because I could see him putting on some LBs.
Yeah, but they also said that about Baron Davis, and Baron Davis came out and said that he was going to play basketball elsewhere. That he wasn't, you know, that it was. It seemed like it was more just like of a cover-up. Like, there was a breakup there.
Well, what could the breakup have been for Lamar Odom?
Oh, maybe, you know, Lamar Odom's got a lot of options I could go with there, and I don't really want to because I like Lamar Odom.
I saw Lamar Odom when I was in New York City. He looked, was doing well, some a few weeks ago.
It's not surprising. I mean, how many strokes did he have? It's not surprising he's not great at basketball.
God bless it. He's still alive, man. God, what are you laughing at there? It's not funny.
I'm not even joking about it, Slim.
It's not funny. Stop laughing,
like,
man.
He had a terrifying life experience. I'm surprised the guy can actually go out there and play basketball.
He was so dead. Remember, we were prepared for Lamar Odom to be dead. I mean, I'm being serious. Thank God he got through it. I like Lamar Odom a lot, man. That dude has been through some stuff. I hope he's okay. Yeah, because he was one of the guys that were sent home. That's just like not prepared to play. Just not in the great shape. And I don't think he was sent home like as a punishment. I think it was just like, yeah, like, you know, we can't, you know, maybe it was like, you're just not fit to play, man.
Would you be more excited if the Heat signed Carmelo Anthony to a minimum deal or Lamar Odom? Because I'm going Lamar Odom.
Me too, because I love Lamar Odom. I'm always going to have a soft spot for Lamar Odom. That one year, man, 2004. I am a huge fan of Lamar Odom. All right, let's do our headlines. Come on.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Put out a poll. Who would you rather the Heat sign to a minimum contract this year, Carmelo Anthony or Lamar Odom? I'll bet it comes back Odom. We have a couple polls that are out there right now, right?
Yeah, we got a couple. There's, you know, they're pretty lopsided right now. One is, do you want the Heat to sign Chris Paul?
Trade for Chris Paul.
Yeah, do you want the Heat to the Miami Heat to trade for Chris Paul? 82% of the vote right now says no. So you guys can vote on that at 790 the ticket.
Okay.
Or there's also this poll. Are you disappointed the Miami Heat couldn't pull off a deal for Russell Westbrook? Yes, wanted the superstar, or no, happy with the young core. Right now, happy with the young core is 59% of the vote.
Okay. All right. All right, what do we got going on, man, for folks just tuning in?
Well, the Russell Westbrook deal that went down yesterday, he was traded to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Chris Paul. Oklahoma City also got two first-round picks in 2024 and 2026, and two pick swaps, one in 2021 and one in 2025. Here is Stephen A. Smith on the deal going through and what the Westbrook-Harden relationship means.
The fact that his relationship with James Harden is pretty close because they're former teammates in Oklahoma City, and then you consider what they still have in tow, whether it's a guy like an Eric Gordon and others with a Clint Capella, Houston obviously is in the mix. Yet again, this is a move that had to be made. I have no problem with Houston making it whatsoever. I think from a talent perspective, it puts them right back in title contention picture.
I think this was a good trade for both teams. You don't have that happen very often. I think both teams accomplished what they wanted or what they needed. Let's start with Oklahoma City. For Oklahoma City, they made a lateral move. I mean, it's as if they still have Russell Westbrook. They have a very high-priced point guard who is on the wrong side of 30, and they trimmed a year off of that deal by acquiring Paul. And also added a couple of draft picks, a couple first-round picks. So at the end, and they don't have to be done. Like, they could still try and trade Paul now if they want. I'm sure they do want, but if they can. So I think Oklahoma City did a good job by acquiring more picks. And I think Houston did a really good job because I think Westbrook is better than Chris Paul for the next 3 and 4 years, if you're talking about the remainder of their contracts. And that could also be an addition by subtraction kind of thing, because it would seem that Harden and Paul hated each other. So it was a move that Houston had to make.
Yeah, well, the hated each other thing is the thing that makes the move for Houston. Like, because from a basketball standpoint, I mean, with James Harden going to take as many shots as he does, is Russell Westbrook going to be able to adjust to that okay?
Well, then just how about everyone else on the team? I mean, if you thought you weren't getting many shots with James Harden and Chris Paul, you're not getting many shots with James Harden and Russell Westbrook. I mean, come on. Like, Westbrook, just Westbrook, is taking the majority of shots. Now you got Westbrook. I mean, is anyone else going to shoot on that team between Westbrook and Harden? That's a tough situation, but you know what? Houston's got to do it. Houston has felt that they've had a chance the last couple of years, and now Golden State's out of the picture. Now, look, you're dealing with two other, potential monsters in the Lakers and Clippers, but let's be honest here for a second. Does anyone believe that, as good as you may think that the Lakers are going to be, as good as you may think that the Clippers are going to be, does anyone believe they're going to be Warriors good? I certainly don't. Anyone think they're going to be as good as what the Warriors have been the last few years? Because if you don't think so, and I don't think teams do, and you're Houston, it's like, yeah, we still got a crack at this thing. But if Paul and Harden hate each other, we got to do something about that. So they essentially also made a lateral move.
I just find it so weird, too. Like, they just came out and everybody was just basically lying. It was just like,
what do you expect?
It was so obvious, like, all the details that were in the story about Chris Paul wanting out, hating James Harden, and you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Those guys usually don't get along with anybody. And everybody's just like, no, everything's fine here.
Well, yeah, remember Chris Paul where he responded to one of them, this is news to me.
News to me. Daryl Morey's like, is he going to be on the team? And he's like, confirmed, going to be on the team. It's like, all right, man, but just comes out of nowhere. Because they're like, oh, well, fake news. I'm like, oh, really? It's fake news? And I kind of hate that because, you know, people today want to shoot down the media left and right. And, you know, this reporter who I think broke it from Yahoo, I think Vincent Goodwill, I think was his name. People are basically calling him a liar.
He was the one who broke down the whole they hate each other kind of shit.
Hated each other, that Chris Paul went to management, said he wanted out, that James Harden wanted him out.
And that's when Chris Paul responded, news to me.
Not true. And so this guy's probably, his credibility is getting lit up. Like, you don't see, he's not like of the Woj and Chris Haynes. I don't hear about him all the time. Doesn't mean he's not a good reporter. He's just not a more famous reporter.
Yeah, that kind of sucks in that
spot.
And
so, like, all these guys are coming out and saying, no, fake. And it turned out to be 100% true.
Right. Yeah, that kind of sucks. I never thought of it from that perspective, where if you got a reporter out there and you have these guys out there. Now, I'm okay with what Daryl Morey did, okay? Daryl Morey is asked a direct question, and he can't just go out there and tell the truth. He can't, okay? There's a bigger picture for him. But there's no reason whatsoever for Chris Paul or whichever said player to go onto Twitter or Instagram or what have you, find the report from the reporter, and decide to essentially tell everyone this reporter has no credibility. He doesn't need to do that. There's no reason for that. He's literally seeking it out himself, Chris Paul, and saying, I'm going to find this report, and I'm going to tell everyone, that even though he's telling the truth, I'm going to tell everyone that he's lying and he's bad at his job.
Well,
why?
And that's why there's always this thing where, like, yeah, players are having more ability to control their narrative and be able to send messages via Instagram or social media so they can get their point across. LeBron had this whole congratulatory toast to himself with this uninterrupted after party because he didn't want his message swayed. And it's like, well, you know, sometimes your message sways because it's BS. It's not true. And we need to know why things really happened. And the fact that a team that was the number one seed in the West 2 years ago is imploding because of relationships between James Harden and Chris Paul, yeah, you kind of want to know that. Like, why all of a sudden did this thing just break down when it looked like you guys were on the cusp of beating a dynastic team?
Well, and I think it's why you see guys like Stephen A. Smith, you know, with the Kevin Durant stuff where he was on television recently and saying, you know, whatever report it was about Durant, and then he said, Kevin Durant is texting me right now saying that this isn't true. Well, if that's not true, then multiple people are lying to me. You know, like, Stephen A. Smith's real good at defending himself in regards to that kind of stuff when his credibility is being questioned. But yeah, that was kind of a jerk move from Chris Paul. Yep. What else you got, man? Oh, anyway, back to the original story.
Yeah.
I think both teams did a real nice job getting out of this trade what they wanted to get out of this trade. And Oklahoma City is probably not done.
So this is a funny story out of all of these trades that are going down. Dwayne Wade, the jersey swaps from last year, it may be cursed. It may be cursed because NBA Central put out this photo of all of the jerseys that he got last year, and they have, looks like 16 players who swapped jerseys with Dwayne Wade last year are now on different teams, including Anthony Davis, Mike Conley, Marcus Morris, Terry Rozier, Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler, Wayne Ellington, D'Angelo Russell, Kemba Walker, Paul George, and Tim Hardaway Jr.
It's been an unusual offseason. It's been a ton of movement, especially with the star players. But still, you know, you could have done this any other year, and you look back 20 years from now, like Dwayne says, people aren't going to believe that these guys played for that team. Guys change teams all the time now, man.
And yeah, but this isn't 20 years from now. This was months ago.
And I heard Lebatard talking about this yesterday, too, and it really is something, you know? Like, we thought when LeBron came here, thought we were going to have this dynasty, like, forever, and it lasted 4 years. So often we think, and I brought up the example of the Philadelphia Phillies, you remember, back, because they won the World Series back in 08. Remember, they had the pitching staff, man. They're so unfair, the Phillies. They're going to win every year. They won one World Series. It didn't last that long. And that's kind of what you've seen, and I was comparing it to the Warriors, you know, because it's felt recently that the Warriors are just going to be this forever, right? It's 5 years. They won three titles. Like, it ain't that crazy. It's an amazing run for the Warriors, but they won three titles. They didn't win 10. And you look at these guys and just how long they're staying with teams right now. Kawhi Leonard just signed with the Clippers for 2 years. 2 years. Kevin Durant had a championship-winning scenario. Stay for 3 years. That's it. 3 years. Said I'm out. It's really weird the way that sport is gone nowadays, you know? I mean, Kyrie Irving was in a championship scenario. Time to go. But the Leonard for 2 years, Durant for 3 years, it's really odd the way that sport is trending now, where these players, they all just, they're down with the short-term deals, and they got no problem moving on, even when they're in amazing situations.
Yeah, but the money's also so much crazier. So, like, you can, as crazy as it is to see, like, a guy like Kawhi Leonard leave, you know, what is it, $120 million on the table? You know, he's getting in 3 years what, you know, LeBron's, you know, six-year deal before, if he didn't opt out, would have been with the Heat. Like, it's just, the numbers are bananas now. These guys can afford to do it. And so their happiness, I guess, is worth to it. Or just the idea that they can't be controlled by a team. The thing that's weird about
it's almost like their happiness, though, is more that they have their freedom. Happiness used to be location, used to be winning. It's the happiness now is freedom, that they could just, that every year they could do what they want. That's the happiness now, it seems, right?
Well, now it doesn't even seem like you need the years, though. Like, Russell Westbrook wants to get traded. He's got 4 years left on his deal. Okay, we'll trade him. We'll find a way.
But that's still limited. It wasn't, he couldn't go anywhere, you know? Like, it appeared there were only two teams, Miami and Houston.
No, he went to his top choice. Trust me. That's what they say.
That is a weird narrative.
They went to his top choice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously fat thumbs and liking himself in Heat jerseys. He obviously always wanted to go to Houston. Super clear. Everybody knows it. A couple other things. Marlins play tonight, 7:10, back in action. Caleb Smith on the hill against Jason Vargas for the Mets. David Ortiz had a third surgery due to complications from his gunshot wounds.
Is he going to be okay?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's obviously not a great thing to hear.
Just tell me he's going to be okay.
Okay, he's going to be fine. God, I hope he's fine. And finally, your girl, Michelle Beadle. She is reportedly done on air at ESPN. According to Sports by Brooks, she is going to likely take a role, some kind of role on air with ABC for the remainder of her contract.
She is not likable. She is tough to watch. Throw Rachel Nichols on that show. I know she hosts The Jump. Let her host if they're looking for a female, let her take that role. Rachel Nichols is excellent. Michelle Beadle is very tough to watch. All right, anything else?
That's it, man.
I think what's going on in the NBA has had a little bit of an effect on the NFL. Next.
Best drip here. Oh, no.
2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, the ticket is combining with the team at Local 10, bringing you that extensive coverage. Sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from Local 10 and AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, the ticket. I think we're going to get Israel Gutierrez on the phone in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get some NBA thoughts from him. Russell Westbrook last night traded to Houston. I think it's a good trade for both those teams. I was bummed out when the word passed across that it wasn't the Heat. I wasn't bummed out that they didn't make the deal. I was bummed out that they didn't end up getting him, but I didn't want them to do whatever it took to get him. We'll get back to that coming up in a moment here, but a little bit of NFL news for you. I see here that Chargers running back, are they Los Angeles?
Yep.
I can never remember between all the teams that are moving around out there. Where are the Raiders?
They're still in Oakland.
But they're going to be Vegas?
Eventually.
They're not L.A.?
No.
And the Rams are Los Angeles?
Correct.
I get him confused. So, Melvin Gordon, Los Angeles Chargers running back, he's going to hold out. Okay, he's going to hold out. You got training camps that are opening up all within the next, like, week and a half, 2 weeks.
The Dolphins, crazy.
Yeah, it's great. We're headed to a great time of year. It's really good. And Melvin Gordon has told the Chargers that he's going to hold out, and if he'll sit out all of training camp, and if he doesn't get a new contract, he's going to ask to be demand to be traded. And I think the NBA stuff plays at least a small role, man. Like, I think these NFL guys, they have to be sitting out there, and they're like, I look at what's going on in that sport, that our sport makes so much more money, and this is what I'm being paid? This is the security that I have when my career can end tomorrow because of injury and what I put my body through, and Chris Paul is guaranteed to make $43 million when he's 38 years old? And this is what I'm doing? This is what I'm making right now? You can't tell me that NFL players don't see some of that and they're pissed off, and it's influencing some guys like Melvin Gordon where it's like, pay me right now or I'm never showing up and I'm going to demand to be traded. You see all these NBA players with the power. Melvin Gordon's a really good young running back, so he's got a little bit of power, right? Well, he's got a little bit.
And it's rare that you see these guys get to the end of their contracts like that. You know, like we were talking about the Don Mattingly thing with managers getting to the end of the contracts. It's rare you have a player of his caliber get to the end of his contract.
He has just 1 year left?
Yeah, this is last year.
And how much money is he supposed to make in this? $6 million? He's making $6 million. He's a really good player. $6 million is such chump change in the NBA. It really is. I mean, look at the guys in the Heat. Look at all the guys who make double $6 million on the Heat. It's chump change. And I really, now look, it's obviously, there's a little bit of apples to oranges at play there when we're talking NBA and the NFL. But you can't tell me that these NFL players who are going into the final year of their deal, like a guy like Melvin Gordon, that they look at this and they're like, hell no. Look at what these NBA guys are making. I mean, seriously, Chris Paul, man. Chris Paul is guaranteed to make $43 million when he's 37 years old. And Melvin Gordon's what? Probably 25? Maybe? And he's going to make $6 million and going into the final year of a deal. It's got to make these guys so angry. And I think it plays a part where it's like, yeah, I'm going to sit out. I'm not going to play. And
yeah,
if I don't get
26.
My money, yeah. And if I don't get my money, trade me. I think it plays a little bit of a role,
it's
man.
It's also that position. Like, the thing that sucks is if you're a star at that position, you're almost in this no-win position. Like, Le'Veon Bell was bar none, undisputed, best running back. He sat out a year and didn't even get any reward of it, like, other than, I guess, he kept his body fresh. Because, you know, if Melvin Gordon is the guy who, okay, I'm going to go and I'll fulfill my contract, they'll hold it against him the next year that, oh, another year of mileage on you, another year of tread on the tires, and they hold it against you. And it sucks because those positions are, you have a ton of guys who just become stars and are super important to those teams, but they're cast aside so quickly. So it's like, unless you're a running back, one of the rare running backs like Leonard Fournette, who's drafted super early, you're not getting that, you know, you're usually not getting that money early because some of these guys are busting out of the scene from nowhere. And then the teams don't want to invest in them because they feel like they're going to break down.
Now, I'm not saying, don't get confused with the point that I'm trying to make. I'm not saying that, you know, anyone should feel bad for Melvin Gordon to play out a contract that he signed, which is going to pay him $6 million. We would all like that very much. The point that I'm making is I think these guys are going to be more and more, football players specifically, are going to be more and more influenced by what's going on in the NBA. Like Major League Baseball players, they don't care. They make a ton of money, and it's all guaranteed money. And there's no salary caps. They're making ridiculous money. And in hockey, the hockey player doesn't have, you know, a leg to stand on because you compare revenue between the sports and that's, you know, hockey's way behind. But the NFL, revenue-wise, just crushes the other sports in this country. And Melvin Gordon is looking at what some of these guys are making, you know, and how Russell Westbrook is traded from his contract, which is 3 years or 4 years and guaranteed $160 million, whatever the hell it is. And I think it influences some of these guys, and they're probably pissed off about it. And there ain't a whole lot they could do. But a guy like Melvin Gordon, I suppose, got a little bit of power. He's a really good young player.
The other thing that has to drive you nuts even within their own sport is the fact that you have like these quarterbacks who get these massive deals who aren't even that good. You know? Like, it's more likely that the success of the Eagles, like that championship run, was due to their backfield and the kind of versatility they had, more than just Nick Foles being an amazing quarterback, even though he had a good run. And Nick Foles is now set because he signs a $70 million contract with the Jaguars. But, like, Jay Ajayi doesn't have a job because they're like, yeah, well, his run's over. We knew he had knee problems. I'm not risking giving him even a minimum deal.
Tell you what, man. A lot of these kids, you know, who want to grow up, they grow up and they're playing football. And you get to the NFL, it's only like 3 years is the average lifespan of an NFL player. And let's say you're awesome. You're an awesome running back. Okay, great. But they're going to use you and abuse you, and they're going to spit you out, and your career's over in that spot. Can you just imagine all those young kids who are playing football growing up? Like, we talk about guys like LeBron James. Like, if LeBron James were to, instead of playing basketball at a really young age, if LeBron James were playing hockey from the start, would LeBron James be an amazing hockey player? And my guess is probably yeah. Probably yeah. He'd be an amazing hockey player. Some of these kids who are playing football from a young age and, you know, eventually trying to be professional football players and what ultimately ends up being making just a little bit of money. It doesn't last. When are those kids going to start playing some soccer? Because you start playing some soccer, now you're going to make some, like, imagine these, like, let's just take Melvin Gordon, for example. You think Melvin Gordon, if from a kid, instead of playing football, he was playing soccer, got a pretty good idea Melvin Gordon would be an awesome soccer player. I mean, how many, especially in this country, how many good black soccer players do we have? And imagine some of these kids who are playing football and get used up and chewed up and spit out. Start playing some soccer, man. Start playing some soccer and make some money when you get older. And when that happened, like, you're telling me LeBron James, let's just use LeBron for an example again. If LeBron were playing soccer as a kid, he'd be one of the all-time great soccer players. Now, LeBron, it doesn't matter as much as playing basketball and, you know, the career is forever. But pick any football player. Pick one of these football players whose career ends up being just 3, 4, 5 years and, you know, the money. Play some soccer, man. Start playing soccer as a little kid, especially young black kids. Start playing soccer as a little kid.
Counterpoint, best player in the world is like a 5'8", you know, a little dude from Argentina. Messi.
Well, why is that a counterpoint, though? Like, isn't that like same category? Like, you could be 5'8" and be an amazing soccer player.
I just think that, like, it's a misnomer that just because you have bigger, you know, better athletes who are good at a certain sport doesn't mean that's necessarily going to translate to soccer.
Oh, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm not saying as much about being big. I'm talking about just the athleticism. Just you're an amazing athlete. Because, yes, you're right, with soccer,
but
not all
athletics translates to athletics. Not all great basketball players, if you put a bat in their hand, would they all be great baseball players? Like, they're different skill sets.
You're right. It is different. I think baseball is a little bit different, though, in that regard. Like, baseball is so difficult, man. But with football and soccer, like, you know, it's a similar skill set. It's a similar skill set, football and soccer. It's a ton of running. You got to be strong, and you got to be coordinated. I just feel like a lot of these football players, when they were kids, if they were playing soccer, you know, you could have really long professional careers playing that sport as well. And by the way, that's also when, you know, our U.S. men's national team stinks. the women's team is amazing when some of these kids, instead of playing football at a young age, start playing soccer at a young age, we'd be so good. You gonna deny that?
I don't know, man. Like, I just like, I think it's one of these things we throw out there. Like, you don't think anybody over this thing being over soccer being a thing that we've wanted to improve over our lives, you don't think that any of this stuff has been thought of?
I guess
that we should get better athletes. Like, they've thought this in boxing too. Let's just take football players and turn them into boxers and they'll be amazing. And that's not necessarily the case.
Well, no, but you're trying to turn them into. I'm talking about starting from the get-go. You know, our best athletes in this country play football and basketball. It's indisputable. Our best athletes play football and basketball in this country. Eventually, if you start taking some of those best athletes and they're playing soccer, you know, our national team qualifies for the World Cup, right?
Excuse my ignorance. How many people play on the soccer field, though?
It's 11 on 11.
11 on 11. Okay, so we're talking in basketball, that's not even the entire floor of the two teams taking on each other. So, like, of the elite guys who are taking on that, we're looking from an even smaller crop. Like, it's not going to be just that easy. You put on one LeBron on a soccer field and think like that's going to completely dominate everything.
Well, look, I'm not as nuanced, okay, when it comes to soccer to really speak intelligently about it. But I would imagine that teams that have guys like Messi and Ronaldo are probably always really good. But again, I'm admittedly speaking out of turn in that regard. That's just a guess on my part. I feel like the team that has Messi and Ronaldo are always going to be really good. But maybe I'm wrong. I could be speaking out of turn. All right, a lot of reaction, though, to Russell Westbrook yesterday being traded to Houston. A blockbuster NBA offseason continued last night. We'll go a little bit old school next. Good to have you aboard here on a Friday. Romberg and Amber are both out, so doing an old school Zaslow show. So you got big movie, not a big movie coming up in about an hour from now, right? All right. Just got some things going on this weekend. I'm going to see New Kids on the Block on Sunday night. What do you think about that, Tobin?
You don't get tired of it at all?
No, you're tired of it? You wouldn't want to go? You're not in?
No, man. I went twice. It was the same show each time.
It is the same show. Well, it's the same show because they just perform all the hits. So it's the same show.
It's the same show.
Yeah, it's the same show. No, I like it. I like seeing my friend Danny perform. It's fun for me. I enjoy it. It's a really good time. And it's at BB&T Center this year on Sunday.
Yeah, those were the first one we went to.
It was a couple years ago, yeah. But last year it was in a much smaller venue. It was at the Hard Rock. Which, by the way, I'm really looking forward to what that venue is going to look like when it's done. In October, their first show at the new Hard Rock Live at the casino is Maroon 5 that is opening it up. And based off of the seating chart, it looks like it's going to be like a theater kind of setup. Have you heard anything about it? I've seen the rendering of it.
It's
tiered, right? It looks like it's going to be a theater, right?
Yeah, there's a model of it outside the current one right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the one they have right now. But it's in a weird location.
It's not the location. It's just I just don't think it's big enough for the shows they're going to bring in. Like, that place is going to be bananas as far as the money that's going to be rolling in there.
It's going to be really good. And that old venue, that old Hard Rock Live, it was an awful building. Like, it was set up so poor. You know, why was it even constructed that way? All the seats are facing the wrong way.
I don't know.
It's a really weird venue. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh.
Your weekend, you're going to see Danny.
Yeah. So going to see New Kids on the Block on Sunday night, which could be a lot of fun. I'm going to see John Leguizamo tomorrow night. But there's some movies coming out, I think, this weekend, too, that we all need to be aware of. So we'll do Big Movie, Not a Big Movie, coming up in about an hour from now. Now, I don't know if this is going to be on Big Movie or Not a Big Movie. I'll have to wait and see. But there's that one movie that's out, right? Or I think it came out. There's that one movie that's out right now, that horror film with, I forget the girl's name. But she was in the wrestling movie, Fighting With My Family. She played the wrestler Paige. She's in this movie, too. It's like a horror movie. It's called Midsommar. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly, because it's spelled S-O-M-M-A-R. I don't know. You don't know what I'm talking about? It's by the directors or the makers of the movie Hereditary?
Nope.
Okay. Wow. All right. So you're just completely dismissing it.
Horror movies? Just not. No, it's just not my thing.
Yeah, it's this horror movie that's out, which looks so bizarre, and I don't know if I think it looks good or not. So anyway, I'm kind of interested in that. But
you gonna go with Izzy?
No, no.
Maybe that's your horror movie thing?
No, Israel and I go on dates to see the Saw movies, okay?
Are they making more of those, though?
Yeah, well, remember I told you a few months ago that Chris Rock is, like, penning a new Saw franchise, where he's co-writing a new Saw franchise, which I think he's going to be in. Yeah, Chris Rock. I don't have many more details other than that, but yeah, they're doing some type of reboot with the Saw series with Chris Rock, of all people. And when that comes out, Israel and I will go on another date, and we'll go see it. I think he's going to join us in a little bit, actually, and we'll talk some NBA with him. But speaking of NBA, let's get some reaction from the Russell Westbrook trade with some Twitter jam. All right, you remember how this works, right? Right? Old school,
it's like riding a bike
here. That's right. So, a lot of reaction around the league last night. Russell Westbrook, one of the most polarizing and exciting players in all of the association. And you had a lot of reaction around Twitter yesterday as a result. Let's start off with Dwayne Wade here. Dwayne Wade sent out a tweet and he said, "All I know is my jersey swap collection looking kind of bootleg since free agency started. In 20 years, ain't no one believing those players played in those uniforms." Yeah, you went over the list earlier where it's a lot of guys already who are no longer on the team that Dwayne Wade has the jersey of. Bam Adebayo, he plays center for the Miami. He's the starting center for the Miami Heat, the undisputed starting center for the Miami Heat. And Bam Adebayo just writes, "Mood." And then he had a gif of SpongeBob doing some heavy breathing. Which I think is probably him being relieved, right?
Yeah, he's relieved.
Yeah.
He's glad that all the talks are over.
Obviously he's glad that all the talks are over. But also, he should be really, really enthused because they didn't get Russell Westbrook because the Heat wanted him.
Absolutely.
You know, like the Heat wanted Bam. Essentially, the Heat wanted Bam instead of Russell Westbrook.
Yep, in a way. And you know that he's close to Justice Winslow, too, so I think he's probably happy that they're sticking together.
Now, I know it's a little bit more complicated than just, you know, making it as simplistic as that, but essentially the Heat decided, yeah, we want to keep Bam instead of having Russell Westbrook. So he should be really happy. Caron Butler, former Miami Heat, he says, "This could work. You just cannot have Hero." And it's a picture of Chris Paul in a Vice Miami Heat jersey. And so I guess what he's saying there is he wants the Heat to get Chris Paul, but they cannot trade Tyler Hero for him.
Right, which is pretty awesome because Caron Butler was on the call in Vegas to watch Tyler Hero. So obviously he was very impressed by him, which is like the second guy who I think we respect their opinion, Caron Butler and Vince Carter, the same thing.
A couple old heads.
They were both raving about him.
That's right.
Makes you feel good, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, just speaking to people, who have been in Vegas and have watched Tyler Hero up front, people think he's the real deal, man. Like, I know it's like, oh, I don't want him to be another James Ennis. Listen, James Ennis, who had an amazing summer league for the Heat, James Ennis was undrafted while Tyler Hero is a one-and-done lottery pick. Like, there's a mass. Like, I understand, hey, James Ennis, great summer league. He's just a guy. Tyler Hero is a one-and-done lottery pick who is lighting up Summer League. So there's a difference there.
He's 19.
But how about that? And he's 19.
He's 19.
But how about that? Caron Butler, man, loves Tyler Hero.
Heat lifer.
Patrick Mahomes. You know who that is, right?
Yeah, funny voice.
He also plays quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Bro, the NBA is crazy.
Thanks, Patrick.
That's him. How about Trae Young? Trae Young, he plays for the Atlanta Hawks. He says, "This league is crazy, y'all, but y'all already knew that." So why are you tweeting it out, man? Bradley Beal, future member of the Miami Heat. He writes, "This league, boy. P.S. Trade me to Miami." There's no way he wrote that. There's no way it had.
It'd be pretty awesome if he did, though.
There's no way he wrote.
It'd be pretty awesome if he did.
There's no way he wrote this league, boy.
No, he wrote. Well done.
And finally, J.J. Watt. He writes, the NBA is crazy. So he just copied Patrick Mahomes' tweet.
Yeah, and basically Trae Young's too. Hey, we get it.
Yeah, everyone thinks the league is crazy.
What happens if they do trade for Chris Paul? Like, is Chris Paul going to have the grapefruits to call up Dwayne and say, hey, let me wear number 3 for my time there because I'm CP3?
No.
Really?
No. Dwayne Wade's not going to get, and even if he did, Dwayne Wade wouldn't allow him to.
Well, we know
who
that
would eat?
I know that he wouldn't allow
Jimmy
Butler to
Wade's
do it.
They're going to Wade's number this year.
Are they?
Of course.
Is that confirmed?
No, it's not confirmed. It's just common sense. How could they not retire Dwayne Wade's
number
this year?
I think they waited a year for Kobe.
Good for the Lakers. How could they not retire Dwayne Wade's number this year? How does that make any sense? Because here's the thing also you got to consider. If Udonis Haslem plays another year, then you're talking in 2 years from now, they would likely retire UD's number. You don't have to retire Wade and UD the same year, okay? You do Wade now. Why would you not retire Dwayne Wade's number the first chance that you get? Now, I'm not saying it needs to be opening night. Opening night's its own thing. Although the Heat have done that 1 year. I believe Alonzo Mourning was on opening night. The Heat have done that before. But, yeah, of course they're retiring Dwayne Wade's jersey this year. So, no, nobody can wear number 3. You could text in the show.
Enjoy CP4. CP4 is a thing. I mean, he wasn't a Star Wars character, but whatever.
All right, but the Star Wars guy was C-3PO.
Yeah, but isn't that the play for CP3? Like, isn't that why it's a thing?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
I think it's his initials and his number.
No, but I think it's a play off of Star Wars.
But it's C-3PO.
Yeah, but everybody knows. You've never thought that? Like, he's not CP3 because of Star Wars?
No, I think
that's
it's
why
his initials. No, I think it's his initials and his number, dude.
You don't know sports.
There's definitely other players who their initials and their number is their nickname, right?
Well, Paul George is PG-13.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. What about AK-47? That as well. Well, Andrei Kirilenko, remember, but that's a weapon, you know?
That's
so that
cool.
Makes sense as well. CP3, the guy's name is, well, the robot is C-3PO.
What about the new
C-3PO? So it's just CP3 because it's a cool name.
What is CP3O in the new Star Wars? What's
C-3PO.
Yeah,
it's not CP3O.
Whatever, man.
Man, you stupid.